Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing? I know the Lord has been good to you, and he has been wonderfully, amazingly awesome to me. I'm excited for 2021, all the blessings, the challenges, and the mountains and the valleys. Thank God for everything, for it is through the mountains and the valleys that we learn to be humble and we learn to be excited about life. So my friends, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi with Progress on Purpose, coming your way. We want to end this year well. We just want to do it right. I'm so excited for many of you who are my followers on Progress on Purpose YouTube. And I pray for the rest of you who are not yet signed up with Progress on Purpose on YouTube. Please subscribe. We want to have 1,000 subscribers by December 31st. Tell your friends, Pastor Kambizi, Progress on Purpose, he is on fire. We're about to just go. We want to end this year right. Pray for me. My intention is for us to have a presentation once a day till we are out of 2021. So please, if you haven't subscribed to my Progress on Purpose on YouTube, please be a subscriber. Let's hit 1,000. We started in January this year, and I think it'll be proper for us to end this year with 1,000 subscribers. Tell your friends, Progress on Purpose. Today, I do have a presentation I want to share with us. I want to talk to you about you deserve a great future. You deserve a great future. And I'm going to share with you six principles why. Why I believe you, my friend, you deserve a great future. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom. Amen. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12 to 14. You see, here at Progress on Purpose, we are practical, relevant, and biblical. Everything got to come from the book. And so please, we are relevant, practical, and biblical. So here is our biblical part of Progress on Purpose. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. And I'm going to read the message version of the Bible. And it reads this way. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I've made it, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get it wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Christ. I am off and running and I'm not turning back. You deserve a great future. Here it is. I want you to understand, my friend, that we all need to be fearlessly facing our future. All of us, we need to be fearlessly facing our future. There are so many things that will come in our way, but I want to convince you here today that you deserve a great future. And you need to make up your mind, make this decision that I am going to fearlessly face my future. Because my friends, you can only do that when you stop focusing on history. Stop focusing on the past and history and start focusing on your destiny. It matters. Facing fearlessly your future by stopping focusing on history and the past and becoming addicted and focusing on your destiny. Because listen to me, it's not about where you have been. It's not about where you've been, but it's all about where you're going. It's not about where you've been, but it's all about where you're going. So here are six principles I want to share with you, just convince you as you end this year. I don't mind the losses, the gains of 2021, but there's a brighter 2022 that's waiting for you, and you deserve a great future. Number one, here's the principle number one. If you make every experience your teacher, make every experience your teacher. Everything you've experienced in 2021 is preparing you, my friend, gearing you up for 2022. You deserve a bright future, a great future. Number one, every experience in your life, make it your teacher. Make every experience in your life your teacher. The good, the bad, the ugly, your teacher. My friend, you'll be on your way. And here's number two that is very important as you convince and make this decision that you deserve a great future. The second thing that you need to have, you must look up to God for direction. Look up to God for direction. As 2021 is coming to an end, as 2022 is coming, it's just around the corner. May it be your prayer, your decision, your desire to look up to God for direction. Not to people, not to those who are experienced or those who have expertise, but learn to look up to God for direction. Oh, Lord. Here's number two. Number one, make every experience your teacher. And the second thing, in order for you to get this great future, you deserve it, look up to God for direction. And number three, look inside for strength. Look inside for strength. As we finish 2021, looking into 2022, we want to be a people who look inside for strength. You need to look within you. There's strength there. There is resilience there. There is a discipline in you. And after looking up to God for direction, learn to look inside for strength. And here's number four, look around you for support. Listen, your future is so powerful that you cannot do it alone. Your future is so powerful that you need supporters. Even Jesus Christ, he needed to pick up those 12 broken men for them to become his team. My friend, none of us can make it without supporters. So it matters. Look around you for support. It is very, very important for you to understand what it is. And those who support you are going to be very easy to discover. Some of you may say, Pastor, how can I tell if I've got the right person for support? There are three things that come in with those who support you. The right people to support you in your destiny, on your future, they'll bear these three things. Number one, they'll be loyal people. You need loyal people. You cannot have supporters who are not loyal. And they're around you. It may be your mama. It may be your daddy. It may be your sister. It may be your friend. It may be your pastor. Supporters, number one. One quality of all supporters who are healthy, they are loyal. That's number one. Number two, all supporters who are right, they are respectful. All right? They are loyal and they are respectful. They give you loyalty. They give you respect. That matters to supporters. Supporters who think that you are not all that and they're in your life to just take away from your life. You need to look around for support. And three qualities for you to find the right supporters. Number one, they gotta be loyalty. They gotta be loyalty in there. And number two, they gotta be respect. And number three, they gotta be honesty. All right? They gotta be honesty. They has to be honesty. You do not want fake people around you. You want people who are honest, but they are loyal and they respect you, which means they'll find the language to speak to the strength of you and not provoke the bedside of you. Did you get what I'm saying? So here it is. It's important. Look around for support. Not everybody wants to support you. Not everybody's happy for you. Come on, talk to me. 2021 has already taught you this. 2022, you must be prepared. Not everybody's happy for you. And not everybody's happy for you. You deserve a great future. And there are some people who are, you cannot have anyone for a supporter who envy you. If they envy you, they ain't going to be right for you because they're competing with you. All right. Here it is. Number five. You deserve a great future, my friend. Number five, here it is. Look ahead with anticipation. Look ahead with anticipation. I am learning in my life that life, God is a way of putting this universe together that whatever you anticipate, it'll come your way. Don't look ahead with regret. Don't look ahead with fear. Don't look ahead with hesitation. Look ahead with anticipation. Something good is about to happen. Can I get a witness out there? So it matters for you. You deserve a great future. Number one, make every experience your teacher. Number two, look up to God for directions. And number three, look inside for strength, child of God. And number four, look around for supporters. Supporters who are loyal, supporters who we have respect for you, and supporters who are going to be honest with you. It matters. Those three are very critical. If you find three people who will be honest, loyal, and who will have respect, and they have loyalty, you'll be on your way. And here's number five, look ahead with anticipation. Don't look into your future as if you've already been there. And don't let anything in life, whether it's hurt or loss, make you doubt that God is going to do greater in your future than he has done in the present. So always look ahead with anticipation. It matters. Don't defeat your future before it arrives here. And then number six, look out for roadblocks. Every great dream, every great vision, every great future will have roadblocks. When you look through scripture, you're going to discover all the people of God who he ever used, they had roadblocks. Joseph had roadblocks of brothers. Joseph had a roadblock of a peat. Joseph had a roadblock of slavery. Joseph had a roadblock of false accusation, prison. But guess what? The future was on the other side of that. So learn to look out for roadblocks. In other words, when red flags are flashing, don't ignore the red flags. Don't ignore the red lights. It matters. Not everybody is for you. Not everybody is for you. And most of the people who are not for you are the ones who come to you. And if you don't look out for roadblocks, anything is going to hinder you. So progress on purpose, child of God. You deserve a great future. And let me tell you something. Everything God does is great. I know you may say, Pastor, 2021 was not right for me. But you're suspicious that there's something that's on the inside. That's what Philippians chapter 3, 12 through 14 reads. It says in the message version, listen to it, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14 in the message, it says, listen, I'm not saying that I have all this together. Nobody has it all. You've heard me say that. I think I have millions of views on that clip of my sermon that I preached 2 years ago in the beautiful country of Zimbabwe. I had gone there for camp meeting and I preached a message and somebody cropped out. Nobody has it all clip. It has gone all over the world. It's gone viral. Find it, you find it there. Here's what it says in Philippians 3, 12 to 14. I am not saying that I have all this together. Nobody has it all that I've made it. Nobody has made it, but I am well on my way. That's a decision you must make. You are well on your way. Don't matter what came, what got lost. You are well on your way, reaching out for Christ. I love the message, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. Anybody out there got your eye on the goal? You deserve a great future, man. You do. You really do. Just keep your eye on the goal. How do I do that, Pastor Kambizi? Make every experience your teacher. Look up to God for direction. Look inside you for strength and look around you for support. And true supporters are going to be loyal, they're going to be respectful, and they're going to be honest with you. Number four, here it is. Number five, look ahead with anticipation. Something good is about heaven. You cannot look into the future defeated, dragging your past and defeats. No. Always look ahead with anticipation. Something good is about heaven. Something is going to happen for me. Things are going to get better. That's how we end 2021 and look into 2022. Things are going to get better. Don't worry about the haters. Don't invest too much into them because your future has got everything you need. You keep on, be on your way. And the last one, look out for roadblocks. Listen, I know you love God. I know you want more for yourself. I know you are suspicious that something good ought to happen. Listen, fearlessly face your future. Stop focusing on history and the past and start focusing on your destiny. It's never about where you have been. It's never about what you have been through, but it's all about where you are going. I love it. I'll be here tomorrow. I have got some serious stuff. My intention, pray for me. My intention is to meet with my friends on Progress and Purpose every day as we run the final run of 2021. I need you to pray for me. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Progress and Purpose, please go there and subscribe. We want to hit 1,000 at least. Let's get into 2022 with 1,000 subscribers. Because there are so many great things on the way. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for you because when you are healthy, all of us get healthy. The world gets better when you become better. We love you here at Progress on Purpose, and we're praying. Father, thank you for this moment. Take this seed of few wisdom nuggets and transform lives for your glory and for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. My friends, hopefully we'll meet again tomorrow. Hey, you deserve a great future. You better start believing it because God does. And Pastor Kambizi believes you too.